Miles here with the Autumn Miles Show. It's a beautiful day in Dallas, Texas. I'm having a great day because I'm with my buddy.
Oh, hi, buddy.
Hi, Rick Walker.
It's good to be here again. This is like...
How are you doing?
Day three for me on the Autumn Miles Show. I am just
humbled. I can't believe you're here.
I can't either. It's good to be back on the team, you know.
I can't believe you made it.
I am thrilled to be here. I know. Me too. I thought you'd kick me out after the first day.
Actually, me too. No, yeah. No, I didn't. No, Rick. Rick, for those of you that haven't heard the other couple of days that he's been on with me, he was my mentor. Worked together for a year and a half. And really just, we have a brother-sister bond.
We do. My sister from another mister.
My brother from another mother. He's got great hair. It's gray.
Gray. It's great. She said gray. Yeah.
Anyway, we have an awesome show for you guys out there today. I want to do a little reminder in case we are we run out of show time, because I want to give this gal all the time we got. We are having an event called Blush Society. Blush Network is the group that I'm the ministry that I'm the CEO of. And I am going to be speaking here in Dallas March 17th. And I want you to come out. I want to meet you. I want to engage with you. I really want to get to know who you are. If you are interested in that event, I want you to go to autumnmiles.com for more information. But also, you can email my girl Lori. She's the director of our society groups, Lori@autumnmiles.com. Send her an email. Tell her you're interested in coming. We would love to have you connect with us on autumnmiles.com and all of our social media. Let's get right to it.
Let's do it.
My girl, Demetria
Stallings.com,
is with us today. Welcome, Demetria, to the show. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Hi, Rick. Hi, Autumn.
Hi. Now, I met Demetria on a guest on the 700 Club twice.
Wow.
But I met her the first time. And tell us a little bit about what you do over there at the 700 Club.
Well, my title is guest segment producer, and so I get to interact with the guests, all the guests, wonderful guests that come through, which you were a part of that, and I get to do the rundown with them, let them know what's going on, and I don't know if people are familiar, like, with the interviews, when you see, like, pictures, or what we like to call B-roll or footage, I make sure I get all that stuff together to make sure things roll, and sometimes I get the opportunity to do some interviews for online events. So it's a lot of fun.
It's amazing. And, you know, when I met Demetria, who, by the way, just released an awesome album, Letters of the Heart is what she just released, which is why she's on our show. We want to talk all about it. When I met her, I just loved her immediately. My sister and I were there, and she came in the room, and it was like, you know, this ball of sunshine.
Just had that click.
Yes.
Yeah. Some people are like that. They just click.
She's precious.
Yeah.
She's totally precious. So, Demetria, we want to highlight your album, Letters from the Heart. But I want to hear about where this project came from. I want to hear about, I know that you do a lot of stuff on social media, which is amazing. You know, you can follow her on Instagram. What are all the different platforms that people can reach you on, Demetria?
I have pretty much, well, now the platforms keep growing. So I'll just say Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook are some of my most prominent social media platforms that I'm on constantly.
And her website is DemetriaStallings.com. You can reach her there as well. But her whole thing is let love be your language.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
And I just watched a video of yours this morning, Demetria. You're so precious. But let love be your language is sort of what she is putting out there. And in our world today, with all the haters and all of the skeptics and all of the non-loving people, let love be your language really ministers, girl. I just want to hear about you. I want our listeners to hear about your story. Tell us a little bit about where the album came from, your upbringing. Tell us all about yourself, Demetria.
Yeah, sure. Just to say a little bit about my upbringing. I was raised in Hawaii and born in Germany.
Which island?
You were raised in Hawaii?
Oahu, yeah.
My parents are pastors on Kauai.
Really?
Yeah.
Aloha.
Aloha. Hang loose, brah.
Mahalo.
Yes,
mahalo.
Aloha. Oh, you guys have a little bit of...
I'm almost
aloha.
A kama aina.
Ohana. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm 1/8 Hawaiian.
Yeah. What?
No, I'm not. But I feel like I should be. I'm sorry. That got us way off track.
You're right. This is fun. Yeah, my father was in the military, and they left there, came to Virginia, long story short, it just morphed into all this God stuff. But in the walk of being raised, and my parents are ministers as well, and they were pastors for a while and still are in Texas, and all this stuff going on at one time in this bubble, if you will, and I never was around violence or different things of that nature. But as I grew up, I started encountering, like, I went to college.
So you had a really good upbringing. You had a really good upbringing.
Great upbringing, and then, long story short, because it is a long story, I ended up marrying someone when I was 29, and it didn't go so well. The day of our honeymoon, it just seems everything went wrong. It's like something clicked in his head. I didn't know that he was bipolar. Just alcoholism, verbal abuse, drugs, just the whole nine. And over the course of time, when I was married to him for a year, I just went through a really hard moment. And so I felt like I was living a double life. And at that time, I was helping to host with Gordon Robinson and a few other hosts at CDN's Spiritual Gift webcast. And that was a live webcast streamed all over. And so it felt like I was doing teachings and hosting. And then all of a sudden, I'm living this double life doing that and going home and depressed and hurt and pain.
Okay, so let me recap. So you had a great upbringing. When you were 29, you married, did not meet, but married a man. On your honeymoon, something clicked.
Yeah.
And he's bipolar, is that right?
Drugs, bipolar, verbally abusive, alcohol.
So was any of this present before you got married, Demetria?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Well, no, not at all. What was crazy is that...
Wow.
There was one thing right before the wedding that made me like, hold on, something's not right. I knew that his past, he had alcohol in his past. So that was like, you know, he was... delivered, you know, what we call in the church world, delivered.
Yeah.
All this stuff. He was around great people. And he himself, and, you know, I don't want to bash, he himself is a good person. He just was, to be really honest, he was sick, you know.
Yeah.
And with me not having any type of that type of background, I don't think I so much ate it with not understanding it. And I think sometimes we look at mental illness and say, oh, how dare they, or this and that. But even though we are victims, I think sometimes we have to take responsibility of, did you do your research? And, you know, are you aiding or are you, what is that called? No, codependency and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn a lot. I had to grow up fast.
So you married him at 29. You're working for CBN. You're hoping to be a host there for one of their outlets. And you're struggling at home, and you're putting on a strong face at work. Tell us about that.
You know, I think I did that because I didn't want anybody to find out of the pain that I was going through. And I think that's part of where Letters of the Heart was starting to become birth, is my pain, I began to suppress it. And so many people suppress their pain, and they get to a point where they don't trust people because this might be used against me, or how could she not see it, and she hears the voice of God. You know, all these thoughts that came flooding through my mind, or I'm a failure, divorce isn't of God, so let me just, you know, work all that I can, and I can do this by myself.
Yeah.
And so I suppressed it, and I think that's where my message really stems from, the course of the pain that I had to go through of being two-faced, if you will. And not so much that it was a two-faced because I'm being fake. It was more of, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. And I have this pain, and I don't know how to work through this pain. And so let me take this on You know, then I didn't know how to give all my versions of Christ when it came to this particular thing. And so I had to learn to allow myself to process, to allow God to come in, even when it didn't feel right, to ask him to be in the space with me in my pain and to grow from that. Let me tell you how I got here.
Well, before you do that, Demetria, if you're just joining us here at the Autumn Miles Show, we're talking today to Demetria Stalling. She has just released an album, Letters from the Heart. You can reach her at demetriastallings.com. She is also all over social media. She does Let Love Be Your Language videos, hashtag LLBYL. Hashtag L-O-T-H. Love that so much. I love it. Get it? Love it. Anyway, she is on our show today, and she is talking about how God restored. And that is our theme throughout this week. She has come from a very hard marriage. She's in the middle of telling her story. She was living a double life. But you're going to hear how God restored. And each day this week, we are going to talk to women who have been in a dark situation, but God has come in and changed their lives. Stick with us throughout the rest of the week. Okay, Demetria, so you're processing this with the Lord. You're living a double life. And catch us up.
Yeah, and so after different events, different times of even leaving the house, going to where my parents were, just different things, it came to a head where I had to say, you know what, I'm not sure if I can continue to go on, because if I continue to go on, I will either, one, die to mentally, emotionally, I think I will be dead, or physically, it will get worse.
Yeah.
Because there was one time that it seemed like it was even going there, and I ran. Long story short, again, it's a long story, but I ended up going to Iceland for a trip, and there were three dreams.
You went to Iceland for a trip? Iceland?
Yes, ministry trip.
And that's so the craziest place to go ever, Iceland.
It's very green.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you been to Iceland?
And Greenland is very icy.
Have you been to Iceland?
No.
So he's never been. Dimitri has been to Iceland.
I know.
Okay.
Everyone's been to Iceland.
So you're in this marriage and you go to Iceland, which is like...
very green.
I mean, how do you even book a trip to Iceland?
Travel agent?
It was definitely a God thing. You know those things that just come in like, oh, this has to be nothing but God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would get my attention.
Right. I didn't know how in the world, but God just totally orchestrated that. And I go on a regular annually to Iceland around September springtime. So it's a blast. It's a blast. It's a great time with just the ministry and the people and food. Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
Rich. Iceland has good food?
Mm. Yeah. Wonderful food and fresh fish. Oh, my goodness. So fresh.
Ugh, I don't like fish, but praise the Lord.
Fine. Praise you. I'll eat yours for you, okay?
Look, squirrels.
Okay, so you're on this trip to Iceland, and you, so what happened in Iceland?
Well, I had a course of three dreams before I had went to Iceland in a month time frame. I ended up talking to one of my friends that was in Iceland, one of the ministers, and she asked me to look up the names of the people that were in the dreams, and when I looked the names up of the people in the dream, it had everything to do with the Holy Spirit being in the dream, and he wanted to show me that he was there when all this went down, and that it hurt his heart to see me broken, and that he was here to rescue me. And
wow.
So it all came from her just saying that one thing, look up the name in the dream. And when I sat on my bed one day, and I was like, God, this is just so much. And he said, I'm going to give you an opportunity. He's like, you can, he said, if you don't remove yourself now, I don't know if you ever will. It blew my mind that he would even say that to me. One, because he was just such a gentleman to allow me to make up my own mind. Decision.
So you had these three dreams, and the Bible has God appeared a lot of people in dreams and tells us that he speaks to us in dreams. So you had these three dreams. You looked them up. They were the Holy Spirit. They were represented. You looked up the names, and he's telling you you need to get out, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Clear as day. And so I did that, and I was able to stay in Iceland for 3 months. And while I was there for 3 months, just healing, getting counseling, spiritual counseling, as well as natural counselors. I was able to go away to one of the summer houses of the people there, and I remember walking in. Guys, I walked in, and the Holy Spirit was so sweet. Like, he was just like, what do you want to do today? And I was like, I want to watch a movie, because that's what I love to do, and I did that, and I put a movie.
What movie did you watch?
I watched, it was Legends of the Fall.
When the Holy Spirit says watch a movie, Legends of the Fall it is.
There you go.
Awesome. Okay, so
isn't that hilarious? When I was watching it, I laid on the couch and I was so still sad, you know, and I put a chair next to me and I just felt the presence of Jesus come in the room. Mm. And I felt like he literally sat there and it was so strong, and this might sound crazy, but I literally felt like he was rubbing my back. Mm. That's how intense the Spirit of God was in the room. And from that moment, I began my healing and the process of accepting where I was and allowing things to happen the way that God wanted it to process out of me. And so
I don't think that sounds crazy at all, Demetria. I mean, I know, I believe that we experience as much of the Holy Spirit as we accept. And I remember there was times when I was in my abusive marriage, and it's, your movie thing is not crazy to me either, that I would literally get in the car and go see a movie by myself. And there was something calming. I don't know if it was about, probably about being alone or just safe.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
I felt there was some sort of comfort.
How many times God will use a movie or something or even my kids.
Yes.
They'll say something that has nothing to do with anything, and it's a God moment.
It's where it's totally
like, whoa, yeah. But I want to go back real quick. You had mentioned the pain, you know, the pain you went through, and this whole Letters of the Heart is a movement to help people let go of their pain.
Yes.
To live a lifestyle through love. And to me, that's key, because pain can be so debilitating. It can be so paralyzing. Yeah. And it distorts reality.
Yeah.
And I know people who are listening right now, you've experienced that pain. You wept yourself to sleep in your pillow last night. You had this pain. But we're good at covering it up. We're good at smiling.
Especially in the church.
People do not know the immense pain, but that can be so devastating. And the key is love. God is love. Mm-hmm. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. Talk about that love as being a key to your healing from that pain.
Well, I believe that, like you said, love casts out all fear. And so any fear that I might have had concerning what people thought, or even what I had thought of myself, I had to allow myself to, one, love God in a new way, to trust Him enough to love me. To open myself to even loving myself, because I had to find identity all over again. And so the love that came was a love to say, Lord, I'm here, and I want to know you in a new way. And so it wasn't just love. I love Jesus. The relationship of my relationship with Christ had to change. It had to change where dependency on Him, time with Him, but also that thing where I'm watching a movie or I'm in my car and just having that conversation like my best buddy.
Yeah.
And so it's new love relationship. Just like, I mean, and I'm sure we've all heard this. If you're in a relationship, you can't get to know somebody unless you spend time with them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that in the church, we sometimes look at it that I have to pray and I have to read my Bible, but prayer is conversation.
Yeah.
You know, and so I began my conversation with that, and so love came in, and it began to rescue me. And so that's why this project came from my heart. And I wanted an outlet, and I wanted something to allow people to talk about their own things and living a holistic lifestyle, mind, body, soul, and spirit. It's not just a CD. It's a movement to allow yourself to love yourself, to love God, and also to love people in a new way. So does that answer your question, Rick?
Yes. If you just joined us right now, we're talking to Demetria Stalling. She has put out an awesome album. I actually have listened to this, and her voice is like legit. You know what I'm saying?
Can you sing a couple of lines from it, Autumn?
No, I can't, and I won't.
Okay.
Because you would turn off your radio right now if I started singing. Demetria Stalling, Letters of the Heart is the album, and she's sort of telling us about her story. I love what you're saying, like with the movie and then just, sort of transitioning. You had to learn how to let God love you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, born human, it's almost like we're born with barriers because sin is, you know, we sin. I mean, we're not perfect. And it's one of those things where it's almost like we have to sort of silence our human minds and understand that God does want to love on us through a movie or through a conversation. He wants to be more to us than just an experience on a Sunday morning. He wants to be completely in tune with who we are, and he cares about everything that we do. So I love this whole movement that, that you are experiencing. Well, bring me to date. You're not with your husband any longer. Tell me about the album, the process of that. And of course we want to know where to buy it as well.
Yeah, well, people can go to DemetriaSongs.com to get the album and also iTunes. Anything digitally they can download. Or if they want a hard copy, they can go to my website and they'll see where it says Shop CDN. And if they click on that, a hard copy can be sent to them. And so that's how they get that. As far as where I am now, in the process of this whole album was love, a love language for myself to God and to others. I got to work with some amazing people, ICM, International Cooperating Ministries, and what they do is they build churches all over the world, and they also have a new initiative for women to help them have a voice. And so I was able to connect with them, with a good friend of mine, Kim Black, who introduced me to Janice Allen, who is part of the ICM family and founder for the Women's Initiative portion of ICM. And when I walked into the office, there was no way that I thought I was going to end up doing a CD with them. But I went in because they just wanted to tell me about what they do. And we watched a video, and I saw how children were being sold for $4. And my heart broke.
Children were being sold for $4?
Mm. Yes, in India, there was a man buying children for $4, and my heart just broke.
Yeah.
I was like, I have to do something about this. And there were women that were having babies that were not allowed to continue to have babies. I mean, there's so much going on with the Women Initiative. They were like, well, maybe you can just write us, you know, a song, and it can end up being a jingle or something. That, and I was like, sure. They're like, let us introduce you to Mark Carman, who is a Grammy nominee. And I was like, sure, met Mark. We just, like, went in. It's just stuff. It was almost that thing with Iceland. It was a God moment.
Yeah.
Ended up getting to the studio, working really hard. It was a labor of love. Two of the songs that I wrote, Can We Just Dance and Guide Me. And in all of that, we got 6 songs to really come to fruition to see women healed, as well as the proceeds going to build a Hope Center in South America so that we can help some of the children around the world. And so that's
outstanding.
What this is about, is letting love literally be our language. Not just saying I love you. I want my actions to also say love. So our actions need to be love as well.
I love that. I love that it's helping women as well. I mean, Dimitri, I was just on the show talking about my 2 adopted children. And aren't they? Well, Dimitri was the one that, when I was like talking, she's the one that throws up the pictures. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating how all that, you know, Rick, you're like, I've been doing this for as long as you've been alive. But it's so cool because she got to see the story really after it happened. And we've officially adopted both of those babies, and we just love them so incredibly much. Well, we're almost out of time, Demetria, but I want to give you just a final thought. If you're just now joining us, we're talking to Demetria Stallings, Letters of the Heart. The proceeds go to a really great cause, but also she's just precious, and she has an incredible voice, incredible heart for the Lord, incredible story how God's brought her out of so much. Can you give me in like 10 seconds, what would you encourage someone today that doesn't feel loved, that needs to feel loved? What's something you would say to them?
I would say to you that there's a God that sees you where you are, and that his love for you is enough to even ask him, I might not feel loved, but Lord, will you show me that love? So my challenge to you is to ask the Holy Spirit, will you show me your love? And take time just to sit, for a second. And even right now, I feel like he is moving right now in your life. And so I bless that. I bless you to see love in a new way. And I bless you to let love be your language.
Amen.
God
amen.
Is love.
Thank you, Demetrius, so much. Thank you
Thank
for listening
you.
To the Autumn Miles Show. Come back with
Thank
us
you.
Tomorrow. We have another awesome guest. You guys have an awesome day. Autumn Miles, Rick Walker, we're out.